Hello, and welcome to my International MBA podcast. My name is Helene Kwong, and this is to chronicle my journey through grad school at the University of Denver, or DU as I will be referring to from now on. Let's start off from the beginning. I graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in marketing from George Mason University in 2007. Even during my senior year at GMU, I knew I wanted to go back for my MBA degree somewhere. I didn't know what to do with my undergrad degree, though, so I worked a few years in San Francisco. Suddenly, in 2009, I got that light bulb moment that, this is the year for me to start applying for business schools. So I started my application process exactly 2 years from this past June. I first applied to 5 schools. One of them included DU. Later on, I went to a business school informational fair and added 2 more schools. I didn't have to worry too much about deadlines since I had started looking at school information in the summertime. Most of the schools did not even have any incoming in 2010 class information yet. I was definitely ahead of the game. So now you're probably wondering, why did I start the application process in 2009 when I'm just now going to grad school? Interesting question. No, I did not need to reapply. First part of my answer goes to the GMAT. My score was average, but not impressive for most of the other schools I applied to. All of them except DU rejected me, perhaps because of my GMAT score. Okay, so I will tell you guys, I did apply to Stanford to give you a basis of what kind of schools I had applied to. Meanwhile, DU put me on their waitlist and wanted me to retake the GMAT. The second part of my answer to why I'm just now attending business school, I had to delay my start date due to an unfortunate auto accident that happened to me last year. My family and I agreed that I should delay my business school plans until the following year. We figured it would be hard for me to deal with the trauma from the accident and the big change of going to grad school all in the same year. Why did I choose DU? Then that's another fascinating question. In late 2008, I just got this feeling that Denver was a place for me to be at. I went there for a day trip that year to watch one of my favorite Japanese rock bands, Duran Gray. I had seen Duran Gray in San Francisco earlier that same week, but when I was in Denver, I felt I was more at home with the crowd. So, that is how we are starting off this podcast. I have exactly 1 month until I move in on campus. So, for the month of July, I'll catch you guys up on what I've been up to since I found out about my acceptance to DU last September. If you have any questions, feel free to leave comments on the blog post transcript of this podcast. Also, if you are tuning in via Audioboo or iTunes, be sure to visit myinternationalmba.wordpress.com for the transcript and more information about me. Take care, and have a wonderful weekend, wherever you are.